stuff that's light, things that are like Coca-Cola, say Coke and Pepsi and RC and ginger ale and all those things. What would you call all of that kind of drink?
That strong Coke. Strong.
Well, would you use anything like pop or soda pop or soft drink or cold drink or anything? If you went into the store and said you would to order one, you'd say, give me a
drink.
What would you mean when you say drink?
Then have a drink, Coca-Cola.
If you said drink, you'd mean a Coca-Cola? Okay. Then, what do you call things that you get at a bakery? People eat them for breakfast. It's a little sweet cake.
Danish.
Okay, good. Now, what if it's the whole cake and not just a little individual piece?
Pound cake?
Well, it's like a Danish, though. It's that kind of thing. It might be in a ring.
Cinnamon roll.
Okay. And then the stuff you spread on a cake is?
Icing.
Mm-hmm. And what would be stuff that was spread on donuts?
Icing.
Okay. Then, did you ever see a rectangular donut that didn't have a hole? How about a donut with jelly in it? What would you call that?
A jelly donut.
All right. What about a twisted donut?
Twirl.
A what?
Twirls.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what would you call a ring that had a big stone in it?
A class ring or a diamond ring.
Okay.
Wedding ring.
Mm-hmm. And different lengths of shorts. What would you call knee-length shorts?
At the knee.
Well, would you have a name for that kind of shorts?
Knickerbocker or something.
All right. What about lower than knee-length shorts?
I don't know. I've seen about one.
All right. How about really short ones?
Short shorts.
Okay, good. How about clothes that are previously owned by somebody else? Maybe your older brother owned them and then passed them down to you?
Hand-me-down.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you went out and bought them in a secondhand store?
Hand-me-down.
Okay. What would you call very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Good-looking clothes.
Any slang name for that?
GQ.
What?
GQ.
What does that mean?
Fashion. It's a fashion book. Fashion clothes come from.
Is that a brand name? Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what would you store clothes in the winter?
Closet.
Would you put them in something in the closet?
Just in the closet.
What would you call the kind of bag you might get from the cleaners?
Plastic bag.
How about the kind of bag you might use to put your suit in if you were going on a trip?
Yeah. I ain't never seen one.
Alright. Can you name some different types of shoes?
Tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Oxford.
Mm-hmm.
Boat shoes.
What are boat shoes?
Like penny loafers.
You know,
they look like Indian shoes. Mm-hmm. With a string on, you tie them up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And dress shoes.
Alright. Is that all? All right, how about some different types of hairstyles?
Afro, braid, shag, low cut.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there is a section now for names for different types of people, and you may not know any of these. There are a bunch of them, so just let me know if you don't. Well, this one we've really already talked about. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. What might you call a man or a boy? He might not be a homosexual, but he just acts kind of girlish.
Sis.
All right. Now, suppose he is a homosexual. What would you call him?
Gay.
Okay. How about a woman who was not homosexual, but she acts kind of like a man?
Tomboy.
All right. Suppose she is a homosexual.
Lesbian.
Good. What would you call a sexually overactive man?